Welcome back to All the Buzz. It's your girl, Sydney Sadick, and for today's solo episode, we are talking about TV dreams. Now, there are some of you who are listening or watching to All the Buzz thinking, yeah, I want to be on TV. I've heard that for the last 10 years of my career that I've been on air. And I want to talk about my journey to getting on television regularly. I went to George Washington University School of Media and Public Affairs, and I was a journalism major. And I guess it was at that point where I loved the idea of television. I had grown up watching The Today Show and Kelly Ripa with Regis at the time, and I just loved talk shows and really felt like that would be my sweet spot. And so I had these big dreams of hosting a show, and I still, you know, do have those dreams in me of hosting my own show regularly one day. But I want to talk about how you have to know when to let go of the dream in the sense of it being the dominant factor of your life. Like, if the dream isn't happening within a certain amount of years, you need to find a plan B. And that doesn't mean letting go of your overall goal, but being able to adjust and adapt to what is a practical calling in that moment. So I met a woman by the name of Amy Rosenblum, and she was my agent at the time, and she got me on my very first TV appearance, which it was Amazon Style Code Live, hosted by Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie, with Rachel Smith, and there was someone else at the time. And it was just a really cool lifestyle show focusing on fashion and buying Amazon product, entertainment, and it was very, very cool. There was, at the time, like, money behind it with a great set. And Leslie Perez, who was the main producer of the show, and she was at Meredith Vieira and Oprah back in the day. She was the one who gave me this gig. And I was, what, 22 when I, you know, first got on to this show. So I was very young. I interviewed Julianne Hough as part of like a guest spot with them. And they had me on the red carpet covering the Daily Front Row's Fashion Media Awards. And I interviewed so many celebrities. So it was really my first gig. And then I went on to NBC New York Live, hosting fashion segments, or contributing fashion segments rather, and doing that for a while. And then I got on E, and I got on E myself. I hustled. I reached out all the time. I flew myself, spending my own money, to LA every couple of weeks, appearing on E Daily Pop and E News, like, for 2 years regularly, and loved every minute of it. And then came the Today Show. And I got on Hoda and Jenna, and I appeared on it for a while, hosting fashion segments and how to get the look and trends on a budget. And, you know, being on the Today Show, it definitely pre-COVID, like, and I'm sure it still does for people today, but it was really such a big deal. And I was attracting people, you know, in the middle of the country and not just New York, and of all demographics, who just loved, you know, to see my segments on there. And it was a great ride. And after that, I was really focused on hosting, and I was offered a position for a top network in LA, but the show got canceled once the world shut down for COVID. And that's when I was like, whoa, what am I going to do? And I'm also kind of sick of just doing all these fashion segments. Like, I enjoy it, but I'm not challenged. Like, this just can't be what I do every day. I'm also missing the part where I was on a show called The Jam on ABC in Chicago, and they were flying me back and forth for a few years, 2 to 3. My amazing producer, Ken, where I was hosting fashion segments for them. And, you know, that was like my first kind of paid gig, which was really nice. And then, yeah, the show gets canceled in LA during COVID. I decide to start my own Instagram Live daily talk show called Lunchtime with Sydney to make people feel less alone during their COVID lunch breaks. And I interviewed like 500 different celebrities and talents, from Carol Baskin of Tiger King to Coco Rocha, the model, and Isaac Mizrahi, the fashion designer, and like every big reality star, Daphne Oz. I mean, who wasn't I speaking to, honestly? I spoke to so many people. I don't even remember. And then I pitched the show to the Today Show, and their millennial platform called Tomorrow by Today picked it up. And I hosted a show for them on their platform every Friday. And I was interviewing Drew Barrymore, and Justin Bieber would like pop into the Instagram Live and start commenting, and the fans would go crazy. And then my interview with her would get picked up by like People Magazine online and in print. Like, it was this crazy, like, thing that I kind of developed. And a lot of people went on to launch Instagram live shows after me, but none of them, I feel like, got as much traction as ours did. I also interviewed Lala Anthony and who else? Oh my God. So why don't I remember now? What is the guy's name? Henry Golding, the actor, like big people. It was a really cool time. And you can go on my Instagram and see all the names. And then, you know, honestly, it's very honest, I was so sick of not making money through these TV appearances. And I made a lot of money because I was getting sponsors to sponsor my Instagram live show. So I made a full year's salary, literally not leaving my house and just creating these partnerships with these brands, which ended up being great training for launching my magazine Spotlight. But I was so sick of like feeling that, you know, I'm going on all these TV shows and I love it. It's great press. But like if I'm just going doing this as my primary job, like it just didn't feel like lucrative for me financially anymore. So I needed to find a way to have a stable income and then let the TV really kind of be like an accessory and, you know, something that I could use as a benefit to me, to my main career focus, which has become Spotlight. And so I launched Spotlight and I, you know, definitely focus mostly on that. I still do a lot of TV segments for Inside Edition and I'm on Access Hollywood. I hosted something for Open House on NBC and I'm doing some other very cool things as well coming up. But like, I just really want to tell people when girls especially come up to me, like I really have dreams of being on TV and getting a hosting job. Like it's not to say that things can't happen, but you can be so good and so respected and liked and still not get the dream TV job. I thought I'd be doing these things regularly, not just appearing, but like my 9-to-5 job. And half of these shows have all gotten canceled. Like Morgan Stewart, who was the best at her job, was getting paid out to not be on E, or like the host of E News has changed, you know, 100 times. Like you can't get attached to TV jobs. So I always say, I love TV. I still do TV. I am still so open to a full-time TV job because, and full-time meaning a regular hosting position, because that is what I know I'm so good at and what I love, but I've no longer stayed attached to this dream because you can't. It's a dream that's not controlled by you. It's controlled by people, executives, social media, what's trending in TikTok. And it's just a really different game post-COVID than it was before. They are relying on the people on TikTok and social media to like bring their followers to the TV stations because the TV shows aren't getting as many views as the clicks are and views on a platform like Instagram or TikTok. We are in a time where it's more about the clicks and views, and we're seeing the success of media personalities thrive on social even more than on a television platform because the viewership is just changing. And I was not getting the jobs that I was before COVID for that first like year once the world opened up. And that was like a really kind of hard time for me mentally because I was like, oh, like I've worked so hard. It was just a challenging time. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about. But again, I think in the world of TV, it's great to have people who you look up to find some talent who will give you advice, who, you know, will be supportive. I hope that there's room for so many people, but I don't know. I think this dream of again, having a full-time broadcast career, unless you are going into political journalism and want to be on CNN or Fox, is just really hard to achieve. I think it's a work in progress and we're just in a very evolutionary time period when it comes to media. Again, love TV. It's my thing. Love it so much. But I think this is just a reminder to everyone who's listening who has dreams of being on television that it's really good to have multiple projects going on, to never rely on just one goal or outcome. And I think when you start making money and having your own business, the rest will come. And a lot of these television opportunities don't happen until you're later in life. It's just the reality of the situation. I feel like what I love so much about launching my own podcast, All the Buzz, is that I've gotten to combine all the things that I like in one medium. So having conversations that are meaningful, producing these segments, and, you know, really being able to control what goes into them And I think that's my number one piece of advice, is to be your own creator as a journalist today. You don't need to wait for someone to give you the gig. You can create the gig yourself. And that's how a lot of people end up becoming discovered and getting their content picked up today. I do want to add that I did have an agent at the time. I got signed by probably the number one broadcast agency during COVID because I saw what I was doing with my Instagram live show. And they were great, but not super great, because they never got me a gig. So they were only investing in their talent who brought them money. And every single gig that I got, like, since 2019 on, was with no agent, nobody. It was all just me. A lot of people ask me, you know, how did you like hold yourself accountable and host 500 episodes and make sure that, like, you know, you kind of acted as your own boss? And I'm just super self-disciplined. I never like reporting to other people. I like reporting to myself. I have very high standards. I have always been a very goal-oriented person, and I'm just super motivated. I love what I do. And I think if you do love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like a pleasure. And even these days when we're here, like recording, you know, 7 episodes of All the Buzz in one day, or shooting 4 covers in a day, like, it's all for the greater cause. It's what I love. It's what I do. It's what I was, like, born to do. And I think everybody on this earth was born to do something. And sometimes people just don't get the chance to figure it out, because, you know, they just don't. But I booked all my guests when I had my Instagram live show. I produced every segment. I came up with every question. I created all the graphics. You just do. When it's your time to perform, you just do. And that's what I've always kind of done, is, you know, thrive off of pressure. So if you're looking for inspiration, this is your sign to just start, to be your own creator, get on Instagram or TikTok or, you know, whatever it is, start your own podcast. You just don't know. Like, look at Call Her Daddy. It blew up. She just started that thing out of where? I don't know. And you don't necessarily need today to have the foundation in order to be successful. You kind of can just be a great personality with a strong voice and a strong perspective, and that's enough. So different paths, different roads to take, but whatever's meant to be will be. Let this be, again, your guide to figuring out what it is in your life that you love and going after your dreams, but being smart about it and finding out about what are the best kind of steps that you can take in the meantime that still allow you to accomplish in your daily life. That's all the buzz about TV dreams. And make sure to stick around and stay tuned for our next episode, which will be out next week.